Now we're going to talk with a native of New Orleans who is still there and who's not going to leave, Lori Buford. Ms. Buford, where are you right now?
I'm at Johnny White Sports Bar.
Which is in what part of the city?
It's the heart of the French Quarter, Bourbon Street.
The authorities are telling you now's the time to leave New Orleans. Get out.
Uh-huh.
And you are going to?
Stay.
Why?
I have nowhere to go. My friends are here. We're all just going to tough it out together.
Some of the warnings are it's not safe, and the police will have to protect you rather than do other kinds of rescue work that they could do now.
The police are not protecting us. We're protecting each other. They're more here now than they were when it first happened, but we're more relying on each other than the police, actually.
Do you have electricity at home?
No, we have no electricity. Yesterday we got water back.
And are you drinking that tap water or not?
No, we're not drinking that tap water. Well, we are taking showers.
Are you just going to Johnny White's sports bar every day? Is that the routine?
Well, I stay above the bar. That the guy that owns this bar owns the bar where I live above, and we're kind of supplying the liquor over here. So I'm staying over there, making sure they get their liquor here.
And in addition to liquor, is there any food?
We have the military food, and the police escorted me to Walgreens yesterday and said, take what you need.
You mean, take what you need? I mean, were they just telling you to take goods off the shelves, or were there people selling?
Take what you need. They said, it's not like you're taking a Game Boy or a computer, you're taking supplies. So I took medical supplies, I took a bunch of Coke, Gatorade.
This was yesterday?
This was yesterday, yep.
And how many of you are there who are congregating at the bar every day?
Right now, about 18 of us inside and about 6 or 7 outside. It's pretty full here every day.
And there are also some animals there, I hear.
That's our dog, Katrina. Somebody abandoned the dog the night of the storm, so me and my roommate took her.
You know, your friends, you could leave together and go someplace and be, you know, in Baton Rouge together right now. And still...
We could, but we're not. We just have too much here to look out for, and why are we not leaving? I don't know why we're not leaving. We're just not leaving.
You just put that question to your friends there.
To another friend, yeah. Honestly, I'm not leaving because I need to find out if I spoke with my father and I could find out where he was, I would go to him. But other than that, I'm here.
But if you went somewhere where there's electricity, for example, you could get on a computer, get online, and look for, say, information about your father. You can't do that if you have no
I got people here that could do that. I got police friends, and I mean, I got people with computers.
Doesn't it feel a little bit unsafe being among so few people in such a large city?
The only time it feels unsafe, at first it felt a little unsafe at night, but now they're enforcing the curfew. Katrina, shush, shush. Right now they're heavily enforcing the curfew, so it's kind of even hard to get, you know, if they need beer here, it's hard for us to even go back to the other bar and get beer.
But given what's happened to New Orleans, don't you have to start planning what you're going to do where next, what kind of work you'll do for whom?
I'm hoping the restaurant that I worked at just reopens. In the past few days, our mayor got on and kind of gave a speech like, we need help. And all of a sudden, things started to happen. We have water now. There's troops cleaning up the trees that were all down. But it's going to take a long time for it to rebuild.
But the mayor who said that on WWL in the interview and demanded more help, now he's saying, as is the police chief, everyone is saying, please leave the city, everybody out.
Well, unless he pulls us out by, you know, force, I guess, you know, we're not going.
You feel that's where you belong?
Yeah. Everybody's helping everybody. You know, anybody needs any food, any water. I got to kind of cut this short because this is a business phone.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Okay. Well, if you're ever in New Orleans, come by the sports bar and buy you a drink.
That's Lori Buford speaking to us from Johnny White's sports bar in the French Quarter.